The 5-acre harvest and education camp was erected in May near the area where an open-pit iron ore mine is proposed. In May, the Iron County Forestry Committee voted unanimously to allow it to operate on county forest land for 1 year. But a vote by the full county board was needed. That never happened. In fact, in July, the board voted to not only evict the harvest camp, but also press unstated charges against camp members. Cooler heads prevailed and the two sides began what they've called amiable talks. But Harvest Camp spokesman Paul DeMaine says after a meeting this week, it appears they're stalled.
I would call it very close to an impasse at this moment in terms of the negotiations and discussions. Frankly, my individual position as an observer would be is that there is no read for any more discussion.
Not unless Iron County budges from its stance that LCO is camping in the forest, which means it can only stay for 2 weeks. But DeMaine says treaty rights allow Lake Superior Ojibwe tribes to hunt, fish, and gather in the ceded territory, so they don't need a permit.
The permit is a courtesy to enter county forest lands, and that will be the ultimate questions that the attorneys are going to ask. Is it even necessary?
Several calls to Iron County and LCO officials involved in the negotiations have not been returned. Iron County Board Supervisor Thomas Thompson says both sides agreed not to comment about negotiations until they are complete. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.